Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
I was just there he is.
Speaking like it wasn't.
Pretending. I don't go solo on the show.
No.
No way.
You don't ride solo.
No, I can't do 45 minutes by myself. I mean, I probably could, but it wouldn't be that good. I'd probably get psyche valve or something.
Wait, how long is that on the mic?
Dad on the... Well, you know, like I said, I'd probably get a psych evaluation. Which, six episodes deep into Dad on the Mic, I'd probably get one in the mail soon. Once I start having guests, that'll be all right.
Yes.
So, hope you all had a good week. Can we talk a little sports first? Can we talk about this?
I don't believe in sports.
Come on. It was crazy.
Yes, we're talking about foosball.
American football is what we're talking about.
No, I thought we were literally going to talk about foosball with the little...
No. I'm not that good at... For some reason, I never got that one. Like, I never understood foosball. I could never play it.
You never understood it, or you could never...
I understand...
It's very basic.
I understand the physics, and I understand I understand what the game is about and why it's played, but I cannot play it. It's a hand-eye coordination thing that I just haven't been able to master.
And you don't spin.
Apparently you don't spin.
You don't spin your guys. You should see the motions I'm making. I'm kind of... Quit jerking me around, Norm.
What? So anyway...
My name's Colin.
The Eagles lineup has changed significantly.
What?
I'm just saying.
What?
It's crazy.
Let me do a quick brief...
Yeah. You do...
Rundown.
Well, let's go to...
I'll start with Shady.
Let's kick it over to the sports corner with Nick Brown.
Don't remember what day it was.
Tuesday.
I'm talking about when they traded Shady.
Tuesday.
The last Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. My mind is just...
Anyway.
So, the word comes down they're trading LeSean McCoy to the Bills for Kiko Alonso. Love that name.
Kiko.
Which, dude is... He... was awesome his rookie year, and then was out all last year. But you're like, I can't believe they just traded Shady. Like, I thought they were going to try to, you know, get his cap number down. But whatever. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Get to the weekend when teams can start talking with free agents. Frank Gore's going to sign. He's like... What did I say? He's like your safety school when you're trying to go to college?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Shady was like your top choice. So I'm like, that's kind of meh. And it's like, all right, they re-sign Mark Sanchez, and then it comes out Jeremy Maclin's leaving.
Right.
So like, all right, our top two offensive players from last year are gone. Team's getting worse. And then, oh, hey, by the way, we're trading Nick Foles for double ACL...
Tear.
Recovering,
yeah.
Sam Bradford, and we gave up more draft picks. Look, we gave up the more assets, and I was like, "What?" But it was this when it was first reported. Everyone was like, "No, they're swapping first round picks. We're getting the Rams 10th, and they're taking the Eagles 20th," and that was we're okay. Trading up the game.
For those of you who don't. Follow the NFL that closely. Let me put it into perspective.
Mariota.
We traded some decent players for some not-so-decent players. It's not that they're bad players, but as far as Sam Bradford is concerned, those of you not entirely familiar with the NFL, to put it into perspective, Sam Bradford has been the starting quarterback for the Rams. And if you don't know who the Rams are... I don't blame you, unless you live in St. Louis.
They have been irrelevant since they were the greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, yeah. Isaac Bruce, and Torrey Holt.
Right.
And who was their white receiver? Ricky Prohl.
Wow.
Ricky Prohl. What?
That was great.
I mean, he's no Great White Hope Ed McCaffrey.
Right.
From the Broncos. From the Elway days.
Which Elway is not aging gracefully, I gotta say.
I think he looks alright. Not that I'm judging.
He looks alright. He's not the pretty boy he used to be.
When was Elway ever a pretty boy?
Well, yeah. He's the second prettiest person to ever play in the NFL. Behind Tom Brady. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Not that that diminishes his playing prowess or his legendary status. I'm just saying. Most football players aren't that pretty. Which is why Tom Brady doesn't belong. Tom Brady belongs playing lacrosse. That's where pretty goes. That's where pretty boys go to play sports.
You keep qualifying everything you're saying. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying.
All right, well,
words out of my mouth. Well, let's move it along.
So, they trade Foles for Bradford, two ACL tears. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Everyone is like, what is Chip Kelly doing? He's out his damn mind. And then it's like, oh, hey, remember how Frank Gore signed? No.
No, he didn't.
He's going to go back. He's going to go and sign with the Colts with his buddy Andre Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, well, Ryan Matthews is coming in from San Diego. He of who likes to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And is not. He's decent. He's run for 1,000 yards. So, like, all right. And then it's like, the Eagles are hot on DeMarco Murray. I was like, what? They're not going to sign 2,000-yard running backs.
Mm-hmm.
No. You just traded an all-pro running back. You're not going to sign two. And they're like, he's coming to meet with the team. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
This is a ploy.
It's inching closer and closer.
Like, I'm sitting there at work going back and forth with my boss, like, what's going on? Is this happening? No, he's using him. He's not coming in. Excuse me. He's just trying to get more money.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to get the Cowboys up their offer. It's not happening. All of a sudden Thursday, it was like, oh, no, he's signing. I was like, what?
What if it was all a ploy, though? Like, what if that was his original plan? And he's like, okay, Cowboys, you have a deadline of this day, or I'm going to sign with the Eagles. And then they just were like, whatever. And then he's sitting in the Eagles' office like, oh, damn it.
Damn it. Oh, plus they also signed Byron Maxwell from the Seahawks, the cornerback.
Right.
Got rid of both of their starting cornerbacks. Got Maxwell, and then also signed Walter Thurman,
mm-hmm.
who was with the Seahawks before coming to the Giants for a year. So
a couple of people are trading coasts. It's interesting.
It's like trading spaces.
You're so
trading places.
Look at you.
Which one's Eddie Murphy? Which
dropping
one's Dan
references.
Aykroyd?
All right, Sam Bradford is Dan Aykroyd's character. DeMarco Murray is Eddie Murphy. Can you imagine that? This is an NFL-produced remake of Trading Places. Oh, no. An NFL... yeah, an NFL-produced remake of Daddy Daycare. With DeMarco Murray as Eddie
the
Murphy.
The movie was terrible. The sequel was worse.
Go, now, okay, here's who it'll star. Mark Sanchez. T.O. Kiko Alonso, just cause.
Of course.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
Well, out of the sports quarter, we got that off of our chest. So that's good.
It is.
Where did that... Never mind.
Off our chest?
I'm just thinking where that phrase came from. I never really thought about it before. Is it like a weightlifting term or something like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look that one up. I think I'm going to try to stop using it until I look it up and find out what it's really about. I made that error once when I was a kid. I can't say anything about it on here, but yeah, it's a bad experience. So you and some of your friends got chatty earlier today. because we got
there's some babies,
some newborns. Not yours though, right?
That I'm aware of.
I have not seen Sarah in a while, at least 9 months. So did she? You didn't get her pregnant? And not tell me.
Right? No.
Okay.
Right. No. No, we still have just the two.
Okay, good.
No, my college roommate and his wife had twins this morning.
Nice.
Emmett and Juliet.
Okay.
And this is in addition to their almost 3-year-old Carter. And I don't remember if I've told the story, but they found out at their 20-week ultrasound that they were having twins.
That's crazy.
So they were going along the entire first half of the pregnancy.
Right. It's like, cool, one baby, and then sploosh.
Yeah. and the way they told us, and yes, you said sploosh with babies, that's funny. Sarah and I were in the car. Driving, which you do in a car.
Right.
And
allegedly.
Yes. Yeah. And my buddy Christian calls me. And like we knew that they had the ultrasound. He's like, hey, so you know what we're having? Right? I was like, yeah. He's like, Sarah with you? He's like, uh-huh. He's like, put it on speaker. Like, all right. He's like, hey. He's like, all right, you guys want to have it? Sarah's like, yeah. He's like, it's a girl. And Sarah figured that they were going to have a girl. She's
Sarah.
Like, as she's screaming, I knew it.
Yeah.
He goes, and a boy. And we're like, what?
All the thoughts start running through your head, you know.
Well, I wasn't thinking anything other than like, how the hell are you having twins?
Right.
And so it was like, all right, what are we going to do? They're like, what are we going to do for car situation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had both gotten new cars within, like, the last year and a half. And they're like, we got to have a minivan.
And, like, daycare is going to be through the roof.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. And then our other friends, just before midnight, the 13th, so Friday night, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a little boy named Easton.
Nice.
So... congrats to all my new baby friends.
All new babies.
It's cool.
That is awesome. Yeah. I like new babies. I've seen a couple of new babies around lately.
I'm sorry, did you say new or nude?
New. N-E-W. New babies.
Oh.
Those tiny little things, yeah. And every once in a while we'll be walking through the babies section in Walmart, because we got to grab some food.
Right.
And walk past this tiny little outfit and these tiny little feet that just, like, the foot is about the size of my thumb. And I'm like, why can't you be that little again?
Before we, figured out what time we're doing the show, you're like, can we push it back? I'm having trouble with the...
Yeah.
I forget exactly what you said.
Fussy toddler issues.
And it's like, they're 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're 19 months.
19 months, yeah.
But they're now at that point where it's starting.
Yeah.
Like, the attitude and the throwing fits for not getting what they want.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but I'm like...
I'm sure it's going to get frustrating for me at some point, but so far, it's hilarious.
Well, I mean,
I love it when she throws a fit. Because honestly, for me, I treat it like, you know, back in the day when one of my drunk friends would throw a fit. Like, I want hamburgers! I want tacos! Let's go get tacos! Why can't we go get tacos? Because you're drunk and you're the only one with a license. I want to go get tacos! Just rolling around on the floor, screaming. And I just look at it like, this is great. I don't even have to leave the house or turn on the television.
Yeah.
This is entertainment enough.
See, when Sophia was 18 months and was doing it, I felt like you did. Where it's like, whatever. Like,
it is.
Be fine.
It's cute.
Yeah. And then you throw a 4-year-old who's throwing fits into the mix, and you're like,
right.
Will one of you please shut the hell up right now?
I need somebody to be in my corner.
You know what I've had to yell numerous times, which I was not planning on having to yell just yet? Stop pulling your sister's hair!
Oh, God.
Because Maddie grabs a whole chunk of Sophia's hair and just does the yank.
She's asserting dominance.
She is.
She's got to, as the little one, you know?
Yeah, she's...
She's the smaller of the two, so she's got to be a little, you know... A little what?
I'm pretty sure she's going to be...
She's going to be a little ass, you know, kicker. Bring it. Team, bring it. She's going to be the Rock. That's what I'm going to call her now, the Rock.
You can call her that.
Yeah, we were having a little bit of we have been having a little bit of toddler tantrum issues lately, but that's mostly just because she's sick.
Right, yeah.
So, you know. It is what it is. That sort of thing. No, all good.
We're good.
Thank you. So, so at least we know the reason. It's not like she's rolling around on the floor screaming and, you know, right. She can't tell us why just yet. Like, we know why.
Yeah.
But, you know, it still kind of sucks. She'll say nom because she's hungry, and she'll go over to the table. That's what she does. She goes over to her seat, starts playing with the buckle. She's like, nom, nom. Right? So go over there, strap her little butt in the seat, which she hates now.
Yep.
And we'll try feeding her. We'll go through everything. Every possible thing that we can think of to feed her. But no. Now she has this thing that she does where she cocks her head to the side and makes like a sneering face. Goes, no. No. Like you just recommended to your wife that you guys go to a day spa together. You know? No. Which, by the way, not to put Dad 2.0 in your face again, but, you know, I have to sometimes. We're trying to figure out a date night / date weekend thing. While I was out there, I won a free night stay at an Embassy Suites.
Yep.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice. So, you know, we'll figure it out. Well, first, we have to figure out where we want to go. Because, I mean,
right.
We're thinking, okay, do we want to just, like, go down to Philly? Do we want to go out to Atlantic City? She's never been to Atlantic City. She's never been to New York, but she's not, like, hardcore into going to it. You know, it is what it is. So I'm thinking, like, well, I mean, yeah, we could take a train somewhere.
You could go to Venus.
Can't go to Venus.
Because women are from Venus.
There's no Embassy Suites on Venus.
No, they have one.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Yeah, but women are from there.
I'm just saying. They're not.
I'm sorry.
And Pluto isn't a planet, and we just have to get over this. And apparently now, I'm getting a little sidetracked, actually, but I saw a news thing this morning on BBC that pink is no longer considered a color of its own. It is just a shade of red. That is apparently the new official stance on pink from... Apparently, there's some kind of official board of colors out there somewhere. That was my first question when I saw the title. Pink no longer a color, end quote. You know, like, who decides this kind of stuff? Is Crayola backing this somehow, you know? Are they like the Lehman Brothers? They're just kind of throwing money at whoever they're whoever says what they wanted to say?
Do they now have to, you know, change the box of crayons where it's
right?
Like 64 colors? What is it? 63 colors plus one shade?
Right.
That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
I'm coming after you, color board. With all 64 colors in my crayon box. Believe it.
31 flavors. Believe that.
I heard from a friend that Ferris passed out at 31 flavors last night.
Who calls it 31 flavors? They have a name. It's Baskin-Robbins.
Isn't that what it's called on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, though?
I think so, yeah. 31 flavors.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had to say that because they couldn't get, like, they couldn't secure the licensing rights to say the words Baskin-Robbins. They did do it on a pretty cheap budget, I think. But.
Well, you know, they shook it a baby now. Twisted and
shake. Don't shake a baby. That's not good. Oh, shake it up, baby. Okay, yeah.
Tip of the day.
Okay.
Never shake a baby.
Never shake. You know what? Let's make that the tip of your life.
Never shake a baby.
Never shake a baby.
Unless it shakes you first.
No. No. Not even then. Not even then. And I'm pretty sure that would be impossible anyway. That's got to be a really strong baby.
True.
Are we delirious?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
I'm a bit sleepy.
So yeah, we're kind of dealing with a sick baby. You're dealing with a violent one.
Violent one, and one who decides, 4-year-old who decides to puke in your bed.
Right.
At 1 a.m.
Which I can't wait for, by the way. She hasn't puked in a while. I'm waiting for it.
It made me come up with a hashtag.
Okay.
That I was trying to get traction on, and I didn't.
Okay. And this hashtag is?
I'll read you my tweets.
Okay.
I only did 2 of them.
Read me your tweets.
I could help you compose a tweet if you want. Sorry, that was a stupid commercial I saw once.
That is a really dumb commercial.
It was. The tweet is, walks in your room and pukes on your bed, hashtag college or kids.
That's good. College or kids.
Yeah. And then I did, leaves unfinished food randomly around the house, hashtag college or kids.
Nice. That could be a new game, actually. Hashtag college or kids. We will give you a situation, and you have to say whether it's hashtag college or hashtag kids.
Yeah, so this is what
pretty great.
This is what I thought of while sleeping on the couch after Sophia had puked all over our bed. And so Sarah went and slept with Sophia in Sophia's bed.
Right.
And I was like, well, I guess I'm sleeping on the couch after cleaning up the chunks of hot dog.
Ugh, God. That's so gross. So anyway, a little something I wanted to talk about. I kind of had this, let's call it a revelation today. Maybe not an epiphany? No, not an epiphany. I was inspired to a certain extent. I'm quite handy, especially with cars.
Right.
So, my dad, had the realization of all of his years of car owning that it's cheaper just to learn how to work on your own car.
Correct.
And fix it yourself. So he taught me how to, he taught my brothers how to, although they don't do it very often anymore because one can just, well, he can afford a mechanic at this point. And the other one doesn't really have a car. No, they have a car. That's okay. Right. I forgot. I keep thinking that they still have the old Honda.
Okay.
I don't know why I keep getting confused. But anyway, so I'm working on my wife's car today, doing the brakes. I've done a brake jobs like a bazillion times, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's that whole stigma of, you know, girls do girl things, guys do guy things.
Right.
But I'm teaching my daughter how to change her own brakes.
You should.
And I'm gonna teach her how to change her own oil and everything, and how to work on her car.
Right.
Absolutely. Because, tell you what, college loans, you gotta pay those back someday.
It's
plus, you know, if you decide to go to a mechanic, you know better. Not better than the mechanic, but you know better whether or not they're trying to jerk you around a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Which not all mechanics do, but it happens.
Knowing how to take care of your own car and, you know, change your brakes, do your oil changes. Doing your transmission. Changing your clutch.
Okay. Transmission is a little difficult. Okay. Yeah.
Being facetious.
That takes a lot. That takes some particular tools and skill sets.
Yes. Like Liam Neeson and Taken.
Exactly.
You know, you need a particular set of skills. Sorry. Excuse me. I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, just had to
get on. Sleepy?
You know, it saves you money in the long run because, you know, you don't have to pay for labor because you are the labor. I don't really know how to do things. I wasn't really taught growing up. Obviously, you were.
Right.
Because today you did Carissa's brakes, and then you're going to do your father-in-law's brakes.
Oh, yeah. My father-in-law has a pickup truck, and he got a quote from the local mechanic, as to how much it would cost for them to change the brakes. And I believe their quote was $230. Meanwhile, I'm over here fixing my wife's brake for $30. Because $30 is how much the brakes cost. And it's an easy job to do. Just saying.
Well, that's for brake pads. I mean, if you got to do rotors and...
Yeah, if you got to do rotors, it's kind of rooters. A difference. And then you just repaint your van to black and start hunting ghosts, you know. You never saw this show? You don't know, though?
You're talking about Scooby-Doo?
No, not Scooby-Doo. I think
paired
it was
with
Ghost Hunters US or something
I've
like that.
I've seen Ghost Hunters.
I don't know.
But, I mean, the only time I've seen Ghost Hunters has been when I've actually been out hunting ghosts.
Oh, okay. You just kind of run into other ghost hunters?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And Ghostbusters.
You pop over to Seven Gates and, you know, just have some coffee, a couple others.
And we're going off the rails again.
Right? We should rename the show Crazy Train. Get it?
Because we're going off the rails.
Get Ozzy Osbourne in here. Spice things up a little bit.
Sharon!
Right? That was terrible. Don't ever do that again.
Ozzy!
Wow.
I do some kick-ass impressions.
If you want to listen to some normal episodes of the show, you can head over to the poppinbottlesdadcast.com. And
try to pick out the ones where I'm not on it.
Which Can't is none. None. They don't exist.
Screw.
You're stuck with me.
You know what? I feel bad for anyone listening to this as their first entrance into the
right.
Pop and Bottle world.
Definitely terrible.
Also, you're welcome.
Shout at us, literally. Literally give us a tongue lashing or a eye lashing. Get it? Eye lashing? Because you have to read the tweets. Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter at PBDadcast.
And if you if you want to get in on the fun, you can throw some hashtag college or kids.
College or kids
examples.
Ideas. Right.
You know, at us.
Hashtag college or kids.
Cried over spilled milk. College or kids.
Right. Although that is kind of a life thing. You know, never cry over spilled milk.
I know. That's why I said it.
Okay.
That's why I said
it. Just making sure.
Pooped in your trash can.
Stepped on the dog. Sniffed the dog's butt.
Locked out of the house.
You got a whole string of just pet ones, you know? Let the cat out. I mean...
Let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, exactly. You keep your cat in a bag?
I don't have a cat.
Oh, okay.
In a hat. Dr. Seuss.
All right, well, I'm cutting it right here. This is just ridiculous.
No, we're going to keep going.
Okay, we'll keep going.
We got 16 minutes of glory left.
Oh, my goodness.
To go home to a... diarrhea-infused child.
That's terrible. I feel so bad for her, man.
She only puked once, so that was cool.
That's a college phrase right there. Yo, what happened last night? Oh, she only puked once, so it was cool. Oh, my goodness.
I have to say, a four-year-old with diarrhea is kind of hilarious. Because it's like, all said, oh, my belly hurts, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then they run to the bathroom holding their butt.
Right.
And it's hilarious. And then, you know, you're sitting in there with them, and they're just like, explode.
Right.
Basically. She just laughs like, it's diarrhea. I'm like, you want to know what I look like when I have that? My face is, like, drained of all life. I'm a miserable son of a bitch.
Right.
And I'm like...
absolutely miserable.
I'm like...
Is that literally how you say it?
Yes.
Babe. I've got dinner. I don't even say anything. I just go straight to the bathroom and she She knows. It's when I see. That's the thing. We're at that point in our relationship, you know, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Where we tell each other, you know, about the things that that have to happen sometimes. Yeah. But it's at the point where when we don't say anything and we just go, you know that there's something up.
Yeah.
Because normally I would have said something.
Right. What I. Our old houses, where when we were neighbors,
right,
where our decks were touching,
our decks were not touching; they were just close together. All right,
I'm sorry. That's still one of my favorite all-time things that we've said on this show. And that was what, like, episode 3 or 4, really early on, where I hear my kids on my deck. And I'm like, yeah, I can hear my kids, because our decks
are touching. Yeah, that's funny. It reminds me. You remember Mad TV?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, there was a whole, like, I swear the whole skit was 15 minutes, where they had a whole bunch. It was during their second season where they were getting really popular.
Right.
In this one skit. All right, so they had two of it was Aries Spears and the big white guy,
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso. All right, start out with just those two, and then Shaq comes out, and then Joe Pesci comes out, and then the lead guitar player for Aerosmith, Steve. I can't remember his name.
Not Steven Tyler. He's
Steve
the lead singer.
Perry.
Mm.
Yeah, he comes out, and like two other celebrities, and it's just a whole conversation about these two guys are sitting on their deck out back at one of their houses, just talking about how huge the deck is. It's like, man, you could fit like tons of women on this deck. Yeah, I think that was Shaq's line. Yeah. It's like, man, you better protect this deck, because, you know, you can get mites. It's a wooden deck, and you could get mites. I came up with the title for the show. It's Two Delirious Dads.
There you go.
Because that's just what it is right now. Oh, man.
Definitely would be if we did the show in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
We're close for us.
At a diner.
Drive-ins and dives.
It's 11 o'clock.
In the p.m.
P.m., right. If we were here till 11 o'clock in the morning,
I would be late for work.
You would be late for work. I wouldn't be late for work. I could work anywhere. I'm a mobile person. I'm a mobile employee. That's what it is. I'm a satellite, my friend.
You ain't got no legs. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, that concludes today's episode of Two Delirious Dads.
Yeah, have a good, fantastic week, folks.
Yeah, everybody have a good week. Try to get some rest.
Get your brackets filled out and see if you can beat us.
Right?
If we post ours,
probably not. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to do it this year. Yeah.
Hashtag college your kids.
College your kids. This actually should be a serious thing that we do.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I started it.
So college of kids. Let's do it. All right. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next Monday.